We want to welcome you this Sunday afternoon to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Thank you for being so faithful. Several, quite a few of you listen in, and we're just thankful for the listeners that are there. But mostly we're thankful for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you for touching Brother Freedom in a wonderful way. We thank you for the mighty anointing of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Because, Lord, we need that mighty anointing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this wonderful day. We pray that you'll anoint this word, and we pray that you'll thy will be done. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, Michael.
Psalm 91, verses 11 through 16 says, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation."
Thank you very much. This is a wonderful scripture, and I really want to... I'd like to come in on the 15th verse. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. We can take it that God's speaking this out. He's saying for us, he shall call upon me. That's us. We do the calling. And we get the other way around, that God's going to call us, but we have to put some wheels on our machine to get it to work. There's no tires that don't hit the pavement. And we have to learn to apply these things as God speaks it. "And I will answer him." That's God speaking there. "And I will deliver him." That's God speaking. "And I will honor him." And he goes on down. "With long life I will satisfy him." That's this person will call upon the Lord. And that's where I would really like to get to today. We have to call upon God. I feel the Spirit of God heavy here today. But we have to do some putting ourselves in the, it's like driving the car. You know, you might say, "Well, I'd like to go someplace." And the person says, "Well, you drive the car and all, you can have the car." Well, we say, "Well, I don't think I want to drive your car." Well, he's saying, the Lord's saying, you get in the driver's seat and you call upon me, seek me, and I'll start doing these things. And that's why we haven't got people that's really depth in the Spirit, because they never have gotten to this point. God wants us to use some initiative, some soul searching, and believing. We've got to have faith in God that when he says these things, he's going to do what he says. I think a lot of times people don't believe God's going to really do it, and they think it's way off, long ways off. But if we don't do it now, we'll never get it. We can't lose one moment, because when we lose that moment, we've lost the plan. God won't let us, we can't play catch up, really. We can, but he expects us to take off and to move on him. And that's what a lot of us do. We have catch up. We want to catch up and hit our time. Well, the Lord's been showing me a lot about this once saved, always saved. And a lot of it is what he said, told me today, it was true, and I believe it really is right. As long as a person really, they can make mistakes, and as long as they call upon God, they're in good standing. But we've got to do the calling, like here. I can't just deliberately go out here and live wickedly and say, "I'm okay, God doesn't care." That's presuming something that's not my territory to speak about. That's God's position. And seeing that he made this world, seeing that he made me, he made everything, that we should listen to him. But what we're doing, we're trying to make plans and tell other people if you can do these things when really they're not from the Lord. We're speaking words that's not really from the Lord. We need to take heed the things that we've heard, lest any time we let them slip. It says, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." But that is when you put God first. All this first part of this chapter, when you love him, because he has set his love upon me, because you've set your love upon the Lord. The Bible says if we love him, will keep His commandments. We realize that what we do with the Lord is so, nowadays I see a mechanical church, because we tell people, you know, you just come down and you don't really tell them about God's plans. And you're shortchanging them. And you're not doing the will of God. Because God says, grow, 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 day by day. You don't have nothing in there for sitting on your doing what you want to do. Because He says if we love Him, we're going to keep His commandments. And His commandments are not grievous. This Word of God is God's commandments. So everything that's in this Word, we're to do it because we love Him. We don't do it just as for duty. We know it does help us. It's like so many things that we can say, well, do I do it with love or do I do it because I know it's going to benefit me if I do it? Now, I truly believe in tithing, paying all these, doing our things like that. But God, even that, He says, if you love me, we should love because God loves a cheerful giver. He loves someone that loves God. Anybody in this world where this message goes out, but I do believe there's a lot of people that need this message because we need to take heed lest we miss this wonderful salvation, this wonderful power, because God keeps telling me this is not going to last very long. I probably won't be here. I'll probably be gone. But this is not going to last. There's going to be trying times that's going to hit this nation. There's going to be things that you've never seen before. It's going to come to pass. And these streets, you'll see that. I mean, every place you are, I don't care what city you're in, you're going to see problems. I feel the Spirit of God heavily on me now. And God's here to tell us we need Him. We don't need a plan from man. We need a plan from God. He's the one that's going to bring, if man was going to do it, it'd be different. But man don't know nothing about it. That's why in Revelation, the 3rd chapter, it says, we should hear from the Spirit what the Spirit speaks unto the church. You are the church, and you need to be hearing from the Spirit. Before you go and not getting anything from the Spirit, you should, between you and the Lord. But I'm warning, we're at a time, the time is changing. And we're going into a dispensation, it's locked in from heaven. And when we get into this situation, we need the full armor of God upon us. We need the anointing of God. We need the shelter of God. We need that peace. I don't like to say this, but I've been going through some hard things here lately. And God gets celebrated just for one thing, where you can tell the people how hard it's going to be. That's why I'm having to go through these things, because I've got to know what it feels like. And I felt it a little bit. I'm only getting a little bit, but I'm feeling what it is to go through these times. This dispensation we're in is a new dispensation. It's not going to last long, but when that dispensation starts the Antichrist, it's not going to be long. He's going to be the answer. He's going to be the answer for your problems. Not the two presidents we got. They're not going to have the answer. But the Antichrist is going to have the answer. He's going to tell them, you do these things, you're going to have prosperity. But his is short term. He'll lie. He'll steal. He'll do anything that takes to win souls. See, so the devil is wanting to get all the people that's come to the Lord Jesus all these years. He wants to get them back. He's working at it very hard. He's working very diligently. And we need to be aware that our soul is at stake. We have a soul that God wants to keep through eternity. God don't want you to have that soul without Him. Because if you're separated from God, that soul is going down to a place of darkness. The only way that we're going to receive that peace is allowing God to come in. And we need to do it now before that day approaches, because while you still got a chance, things are hard. I see they're changing real fast. But we need to take heed that we might be aware of these things, because God before us, who can be against us? Greater is He that's within you, He's in the world. God's given you the tools to stand, having done all to stand. But it's what I'm saying before you is not going to be it's Allstate. I heard one of their commercials says, you know, things are not where they once was. They're the only person I've heard really saying that. Things are not the same. We need to be aware of where we're at. I wish we had the pie in the sky, but we went through this spot, and we're now hitting to a curve that falls down to eternity. And that place of eternity, you can't stop it. And you must be prepared because God wants to keep you. And I believe he's going to have a great anointing for those that live righteously. If you'll live for God, God will touch you. He'll bless you. He'll increase his strength upon you. He'll be merciful. He'll bless you. He'll give you insight on things. He'll give you direction. He'll give you guidance. He'll even take care of you. He'll provide for you. All these things come from the hand of God. But God, it's God's way. And we're living a time when the churches are so loose. They hear from what they hear, but they don't hear from the Spirit. And the Spirit's what they need. Even though people may say, well, we've lived this for years. Yeah, God let this go for many years. But I'm telling you, we're in a time now when you need from heaven. I don't know how you want to describe it. You might say, I don't want to hear. Well, anyway, you need to hear from God. But God's tool is the Holy Ghost. You speak through Jesus? Yes, you can. But Jesus is up there making a way for us. He's making intercession for the saints. And he's got a place in heaven making us a home that's so wonderful, so luxurious, so beautiful. And he's making it there for the church. We're going to meet him. And while this is taking place, the Holy Spirit is here taking care of us. But people don't see that. It's very easy. I mean, the Holy Spirit, he's in charge. Set it right down the word. He is the master. See, we come against the hand that feeds us. We come against that one that can help us. You know, and the Bible says all this other thing shall forgive you, but it won't be forgiven once you come against the Holy Spirit. I'm not even saying Holy Ghost today, because some of you don't even know what I'm talking about, Holy Ghost. But the Holy Spirit is probably I'll compromise with you that much. It means God's Spirit that's on upon earth, right, planet earth. He is in charge. He is in charge. His dispensation is going to be very short because he's going to take the bride of Christ back to heaven. When that takes place, you're living here on earth. A lot of people never know the difference. Things will just get worse and worse and worse till one day when I remember when I had that vision in this post office line and I was going up to this. They said, you take the mark of the beast or be killed. And I have to say, I don't know whether I could have. The Lord let me know that we don't need to know that time. We don't know how much we can take. We just know how to live for God. And God will bless us in those point of time up to that point. That point, hopefully we're out of here. Because we can't, if it's up to me, I might lose my whole. And if you do that, your soul is eternally lost. It's a real hard situation. This face and what these our presence are telling people is not nothing to what God has, the picture God has for it. You know, we're planning America, but these presents can only do certain much, and they only do so much. But the same thing, when this is happening, God's got a bigger picture coming up here that no one sees. Hey, am I coming soon? You need to be ready. You need to search for me, and you'll surely find me. If you don't search for me, you're not going to find me. God plays hardball, really. He plays good ball. But he doesn't make it easy sometimes. We have to work. You know, Jesus made it easy that we can come and have salvation. True, that's real true. But after that, there becomes some work. We got to lay aside all the weights. I don't care what all the moderns say, but we got to lay aside all the weights and sin that's so easy to beset us and run that race with patience. We have to take heed to things of God, and God is in control. Oh, I feel the Spirit of God mightily here today. God's here. He's bringing revelation knowledge. He's bringing things that I didn't think about when I come, not a way, but God's in control. And he wants to supersede all the things that you've heard from the natural. He wants to bring you up to date by the Spirit of God. You know, that's how our army wins in war, because they have the secrets and they have the words. Once you lose communication in the army, you've lost it. And the army of the Lord Jesus Christ is very loose up to this point, but God's got a communications beyond any communication you ever want. It's real. It brings things that you can't understand. It goes before you. There's no thinking things through. It's there. When God does it, you don't think. You just do it. See, that's the difference. In the mechanical church, you think it out, which is wrong. But God says, do it, and you do it. You line up to what God says. You don't even think about the other part. The mechanical church is real hard because we'll get down here and get 100 people out here, and we'll make up these quorum. We'll do this. And that's going to be what we go by. You may be 100% wrong. Probably are. But God is always right. You never miss. God never misses one thing. He is always true. And we're living in a time when there's going to be problems. This election, we're going to see things that's happening in this election that's probably never, that's going to come out very shortly. There's even troubles that's going to force them to see. In November, I think there's going to be something that's going to happen the latter part of November. I believe that God is bringing things to pass. I don't want to bring fear to nobody, but God is the answer. But if I didn't warn you, your blood would be in my hands. And I have to warn you. The nation, our nation needs to wake up. Every place this word goes, we need to wake up because God's coming back. He's quit playing with us. He's the real thing is coming. He's coming soon. Because I faced too much. And the Lord said, this is why I faced it. Because there's problems. God's speaking as only He can speak today. And I'm not speaking, I don't know the will of God, but I know the will of God through the Spirit. That's all I have to know. And all you have to do out there in the world, wherever you are, you're in China, Singapore, wherever you are today, if you hear this message, you need to realize that God is coming back through the clouds of glory, and He's coming for a ready people, a prepared people that know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. They'll have an encounter with Him that's glorious, and they'll be filled with the Spirit, and they'll be ready to meet heaven. Heaven's coming. His glory's coming down. We need to be ready. We need to be prepared. We need to walk in His holiness. We need to be examples where we are. Hallelujah. We need to walk in His Spirit that we do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The church is a dead. We need to rise. Bible says alive unto God. Every place you go, people are they're not alive. But God's alive. And His Spirit's alive. He's coming soon and we need to be prepared. Father, I just pray that you touch your people in a mighty way this day. Let them know that we must keep that love. He shall call upon me. That's the answer here today. You need to call upon God wherever you are, throughout the whole world, wherever you are, you need to call upon God and let Him know that you truly love Him, that you want Him, you desperately need Him. You need all that He has, all the offers. He's the only one that can offer you eternal life. He's the only one that can offer you peace, perfect peace that passes all understanding. The peace of the God that only the Lord can give you in this day. Well, if they have troubles, you can walk in peace every day till He comes. You can walk in His Spirit. You can walk in His blessings. You can walk in His calling. God wants to enlarge Himself upon you. That enlarge Himself, He wants to make Himself big to you. He wants to be like He is. He's the daddy of all daddies. He wants to make Himself as your personal father. And a personal father don't want no harm their children. I went to a wedding yesterday, and I seen a young lady that get married. They're starting a new life, but how far are they going to be able to go? I'm serious. It's all in the balance of God. It's in Revelations. It's in the Word of God. You can take all the prophetic prophets spoke about that day, but that day is coming. And see, America sees nothing's happening. It's not going to happen. Our prophetic preachers are thinking that we're going to have a great move. But God says, I'm coming back. See, what God predicts, they're not going to be any ready. And that's where it's going to be. They're not looking for it. So we've got to look for the Lord or we're going to miss it. Brother Freeman's not going to be here very much longer. But I do hope I'm here till the time that close to His coming. Because there's going to be troubles. Terrible troubles. Oh, terrible things. Terrible things are going to happen. But God's going to bring laughter because you're going to go to the greatest thing that's ever been. He's going to say, hey, my children, I want you to be in Revelation 3:10 because they said we've walked with Him. He's going to keep it from that hour of temptation, which will come upon the whole earth. He has promised He'll not leave you. You're not going to have to go through the time of the tribulation like a lot of people say. I believe that we're going to be out of here. You haven't seen tribulation. When it comes, it's going to be something. But you know the money market can drop overnight. There's things in America that are not where they should be. And the only thing that you got is in this Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing that you have will keep you but the Lord Jesus Christ. He is your one. He is the one, the Savior. He is the King of Kings. He is coming soon. Be ye ready. And God will keep you saith the Spirit of God. God bless all of you. Hak blessa mashina glory, glory to God. God bless you. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. I pray that you can take this word, amen, and take it, think upon it. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name, amen.